Blackstone Audio presents Spooky Action at a Distance, the phenomenon that reimagines space and time, and what it means for black holes, the Big Bang, and theories of everything, by George Musser. This book is read by William Hughes. For Talia and Eliana. Introduction. Einstein's Castle in the Air. When I first learned about non-locality as a graduate student in the early 1990s, it wasn't from my quantum mechanics professor. He didn't see fit to so much as mention it. Browsing a local bookshop, I picked up a newly published book, The Conscious Universe, which startled me with its claim that no previous discovery has posed more challenges to our sense of everyday reality than non-locality. The phenomenon had the taste of forbidden fruit. In everyday speech, locality is a slightly pretentious word for a neighborhood, town, or other place. But its original meaning, dating to the 17th century, is about the very concept of place. It means that everything has a place. You can always point to an object and say, "Here it is." If you can't, that thing must not really exist. If your teacher asks where your homework is and you say it isn't anywhere, you have some explaining to do. The world we experience possesses all the qualities of locality. We have a strong sense of place and of the relations among places. We feel the pain of separation from those we love and the impotence of being too far away from something we want to affect. And yet, quantum mechanics and other branches of physics now suggest that, at a deeper level, there may be no such thing as place and no such thing as distance.